Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Boom, boom, boom. Here we go.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, we got different microphones. We got some Instagram microphones. We got all kinds of little things happening. But I know one thing. It's like the logo gets better every week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a good looking
Absolutely.
Logo.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is the Doo-Doo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doo-Doo Savage.
I'm Michael James, Christopher Lee Foo.
The Doo-Doo and Foo Show. What's happening? Show number 53.
Three, yes.
I got nothing. I had Ray Lewis last week. I was very happy.
That was a good get. Yeah, that was very good get. Yeah.
I got my Gatorade Zero here, my favorite flavor. A couple pieces of candy I'll chomp on in the microphone.
Yeah.
53, what do you got?
Harry Carson. Hall of Famer, Giants middle linebacker.
Okay.
He was on the 86 Super Bowl team, winning team.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And we used one last week as we looked it up.
In right.
Yeah, so, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, Harry Carson, that's all I can come up with.
53.
Yeah, for the Giants, yeah.
I'm thinking NBA. We talked about Mark Eaton.
Last week.
Yeah, I got nothing. 53 is a tough one. 54. Wait a minute. Some names just came to mind at 54.
Oh, okay, good. So I only got one right now. Yeah, good.
Again, a linebacker. 54. I feel like, is there a couple NBA 54s? No,
I
can't think of any.
I think, man. I couldn't. For next week.
55 is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I can think of a couple 55s right off the bat.
Okay.
Some big names. A couple college 55s, a couple pro 55s. Yeah, 53, I got nothing. I wish I could help in that part of the show, but apparently that's just not going to happen.
It's the one I got. Yep.
Well, it's more than me. One more than me, but at least we're the. Have we had a number where we had nothing?
I don't think so, huh?
I
got to look back. I thought we might have got stumped on one or two. Yeah. Maybe I can't. Well, we've only come up with one or two.
Well, one's fine.
For our shortest ones.
You've been,
for our least ones.
One but, take Jake. You always got one going. I'm trying.
I do have 155 also. I got a couple weeks to think about it.
Yeah. Like I said, I love that I don't look it up because in today's age, we could easily just go to the Google machine or ChatGPT and just boom and get a whole list. But it's funner to look it up.
Yep.
Just had some very yummy sandwich. Tell us what we had.
Zupas.
Cafe Zupas.
Zupas. Yep.
Zupas.
Yep.
I've had it a few times.
Okay.
I had it once on the road and it was delicious. And it's funny, you were telling the story that you were going to get some extra add-ons, bread and chocolate-covered strawberries, and they threw them in for free?
Threw them in for free, yeah.
They did the same thing. I think that's their gig.
Okay, that's good.
Because they
Very
did
good.
The same thing when I was, I want to say it was in Phoenix. As a matter of fact, I know exactly where it was. The team, Brooklyn went with the team to a movie. They went to go see, it's crazy how, I mean, I can't even remember the movie, the Mockingbird, whatever the Mockingbird is, movie, and I drop them off and I stay right there. I didn't go in the movies with them, but I stay right in the area, and Brooklyn was with them, and I went to Cafe Zupas and sat and had a really good clam chowder and had a nice I think it was a grilled cheese with tomato, and the lady gave me a piece of bread and a couple extra chocolate-covered strawberries, yeah. And I'm sitting there eating. I'm having a good time, but I'm just sitting there. I'm on my phone. I'm in no rush.
Yeah.
She came over, two more strawberries, and I'm like,
oh, that's awesome.
It's very nice. Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah. So it was good. It was tasty. Good. I had the brisket sandwich.
That was the brisket, like, grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, it's tasty.
Very. You said it was good. That's good. Yep. Had the good. Turkey avocado.
Yep.
That was good. The bread's good. You said the strawberry was good.
Trent liked the bread too.
Yeah, Trent liked the bread.
Yeah. You had kind of compared it to sweet tomatoes, or we said Panera.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. They have their soups are fantastic.
Yeah.
They have a lobster. I don't know if it's a bisque or it's some sort of lobster thing that's really tasty. Probably very high sodium, but what soup isn't, I guess.
Well, they had
it was tasty.
They got a lot of salads on there, too. You had the avocado.
Ton of salads.
Caesar salad,
salad, yeah. Avocado chicken Caesar, was that? There was chicken in there?
I don't think so. I think it was just an avocado Caesar salad.
Close your eyes. It tastes like chicken.
Well, they might have thrown some chicken in there. Who knows? Yeah.
I thought there was chicken in
there. It might have been, and I didn't see that on the menu for the recipe. But
No, it was good. You said, we got off the snide a little bit with food.
Yeah.
Really tough couple weeks. But that's a good one. We'll see what I'll try to. I keep saying off air, I got to go back to that Mexican place down the road, those tortas.
Good, Dan. That was good.
Fantastic. But, we got a couple more weeks till we go on our little hiatus, our little winter hiatus.
Yeah.
What did I say? We got about three more shows.
Doing all the rest of this month and nothing in November? Is that what your plan is?
Let me see November. I'm looking at it just for all the fans out there that are curious. November, that Tuesday, I see some... See, green, and then we have an away game the 18th. I think probably I got to see what that is on the 4th. 4th is probably going to be our last show.
Okay.
Depending on what that is. That just might be a staff meeting. But
okay.
November 4th might be our last one, because then that following week is hectic as we go to Phoenix. We have three games in a row in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And we leave the day before, and it's a lot. And then the next week we're away on that Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then it's Thanksgiving and blah, 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 blah. And then it's just freaking go.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's good. It kind of energizes us, get us back in the groove, and we can sneak a show in if we ever want to. There's nobody, no rules.
No, we make the rules. We make the rules.
That's us. That's us with the logo. We make the rules. I'm hoping to get, show number 52 up. I can't find the SD card. It's gone, the audio card. So if I can't find it, I'll just put it up as is. It's going to be light volume, but it's always something, man.
Well, 51 is up, says 52, but it's actually 51.
I think I changed it.
Did you change it? Okay.
I did. Yeah, when you texted it to me.
Okay, I'll double check.
It should be changed on the YouTube side.
Yeah, gotcha.
It should be changed.
I checked the website. I didn't check the YouTube site, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if not, I'll fix that up.
Yep.
I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't even know. What day is it? Today, Tuesday?
Yeah, today's Tuesday.
I don't even know.
Long day.
I know soccer's out there. I know women's soccer just took the bump against Yavapai College. So their season's winding down. Men's basketball, they just had, you can hear them in there. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but they just went on their first, pretty cool. They went to California for a jamboree, played a couple games, and they played ELAC. And I think we had talked about this. It's the Second Chance U on Netflix. It's a whole documentary on this Coach Mosley. And I mean, I think it's a fantastic show. The first season was out of this world. Second season, pretty good. I don't think they do it anymore, but everybody knows Coach Mosley. Like CSN kept up for a little bit. Coach said it was really close, actually had a lead for a little bit, and then they kind of pulled away at the end, hit some big shots. I think ELAC won by 12. And then the next game, he said same thing. We had a lead for a good portion of the game, and they hit some threes late, and they lost by 4. So, this time of year, man, you're just trying to see what works and what doesn't.
Still feeling it out.
And you got to see what kids can do outside of practicing against each other. I practiced today. The only reason I practiced today is because we were working against a zone, so I could just sit in a 2-3 zone. But my knees, golly. Just wonder when is it going to be the day that I can't? You know what I mean?
Yeah, hopefully never, buddy.
Hopefully never, but it's going to happen sooner than later. But we start Week from Friday, so not we'll have one more show before we head off to our jamboree up in Salt Lake and play the big dogs, the CSIs and the USUs and Snow College and North Idaho. We get to play all the Region 18 foes. It'll be good test for us.
Good.
So, yeah, good food tonight. Again, flying by the seat of our pants because, I just got here at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's, what time is it? 7?
I don't even know right now. It was a little after 7. Yep.
7?
Yeah.
It's
a full day, man.
I haven't stopped, and we can't leave until the soccer game's over. So it's just, it's funny. I was talking to an employee here who's kind of in this world, but not a coach. And this employee was telling me, I got to use, my vacation time, and I don't want to lose it, and da-da-da. And I'm like, I'm not saying we don't get big. I got to go to Hawaii for a week and got to go to the Cape for 5 days. But the heck is vacation? Yeah, like sick time, vacation time for coaches? Yeah. Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And it's the profession we choose.
Sure.
And we were called to do, and, it's but there's no. There's no vacation. October, November, December, January, February, March.
You love what you do. That's huge.
Yeah, that is the vacation, yeah. I guess. That's the. Yep. You see our post yesterday, the coach's appreciation post?
I did, yes. I responded to that one, yeah.
Yeah. Got a good group here, man. Now Brooklyn's back, and I added Trent in there as the student manager. He's been helping quite a bit.
That's good.
Yeah, so things are good here. Things are good. We got a couple sickies, a couple. Change of season, allergies. You said you're kind of got a little sniffles.
Allergies, yeah. It's year-round with me, but yeah.
Is it year-round? There's no time that gets worse or better?
It can get worse, can get better, but for the most part, it's year-round. So every day there's something.
Yeah.
I'm really not clear any day for the whole day, yeah.
Just something. I had our point guard, Suki, she's been kind of fighting it for a couple days, right? Still going to practice, came to team day, but you could see and hear she was getting sick. And then the day after team day, she's like, "Coach, it's a wrap. I'm done. Called in sick to work. Can't go." She went out to the base infirmary and patches on her throat and got tested for COVID, tested for strep throat, came back negative. Luckily, they gave her allergy medicine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Benadryl, probably?
I don't know what it was. She didn't say what it was, but I had her here with a mask on, and I'm like, you know what? I asked Brett, and I'm going to send her home. So she's been home for 2 days. But it's that time of year. People get sick, and you try to, as a coach, you kind of try to contain it and not let the whole team get sick.
Yeah, exactly.
So she missed a couple of days. And what I love about this group as a total is they don't want to miss any days. They want to hurry up and get back. Like, it hurts. They don't. Maybe they're just saying that. I don't know. But
I'm sure that's true.
But no, she wants to get back in. So she'll be here tomorrow. We have media day, which is a good day, and
good.
So that's the CSN wrap up.
there we go.
Things have been good. So what do we? What happened this weekend? NFL football. We had some. I'll let you talk about your team first.
There's nothing to talk about. Oh, so no. So we'll go right over to your team.
Come on. How does Scataboo do?
Hey, had a big fumble. Had a big fumble in the game. They had five straight possessions with a turnover on the offensive end.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Two picks. Two of them were picks. Win. Yeah, one. Yeah. I can't win that way. It was funny. Like we said last week on the air, Giants fans were saying, hey, at least we get the Saints. But Saints fans were saying, hey, at least we get the Giants, right?
So,
and the Saints win their first game. If I'm not mistaken, I think there was the quarterback Rattler's first NFL win as a quarterback.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Great quarterback, okay. I think.
Who is it?
Rattler. I think he went to Oklahoma, a kid from Oklahoma. They're just standing. Now you look at any Giants fans out there, you look at that schedule. You tell me when their next win is, because I'd like to know when it is. They got the Eagles this Thursday in a short week. Forget about it, right? Coming off a loss. Good thing they got that win against the Chargers. We got to win. We'll take the win. I don't know. They might. It's the NFL and things happen. Yeah, maybe they'll get another two or whatever. But
be ready, lining up a field goal for a win.
Yeah. If they can get turnovers themselves and win a game, but nah, they're the same old Giants, man. Yeah. As a fan, going into watching the game,
yeah,
it's sad, but I don't expect them to win.
Wow.
And I only watch at work. I don't watch the night games because it's.
Other than blowing up the whole thing, what's the biggest problem? O line, D line,
coaching. To me, coaching has a lot to do with it.
Coaching. Yeah.
To me, coaching has a lot to do with it. The O line has gotten better, can still get better.
Yeah.
Defense is all right. They're not bad. The DBs or whatever, but the front seven, they're good. But
Julie struggles with because I was talking about how bad the Raiders lost, and we love Pete Carroll, but. Yeah, he's probably another loss away from being on an extremely hot seat because she's like, yeah, but that's just, not that Julie's definitely not an ARP. You know what an ARP is? Non-athletic regular person.
Yeah, yeah.
She's definitely not an ARP because she runs and she knows sports and she's been around basketball, but she doesn't understand and she said, I don't understand why they don't get 2 or 3 years to figure it out. And I'm like, because it's millions of dollars.
Is win now.
You got to win now. Yep. And, there's certain places where the expectation is through the roof. I mean, the Patriots didn't bring Belichick back. Right. Let's just call it what it is, and the Raiders, they got their tails whooped.
They're bad.
And they looked so good on that first day. Yeah. Not so good, but they looked good. It was fun to watch and root for. But we can talk about every other team in the NFL, and you let me know when we get to the Patriots.
You're up.
We're Patriots up. Okay. So the Patriots have an impossible game to win this week, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
They're going, not only are they playing the Bills.
Yeah.
With the reigning MVP.
Yeah.
Who are, by a lot of people, picked to get to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Did you pick them?
To get to the Bowl, yes. Out of the AFC, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But the game's in Buffalo. Yeah. In a whiteout, I think, what did they say? 4 games left in that stadium, and then they moved to the new one?
Yeah, this is supposed to get a
new one. All these things, and of course you got, what's his name, going back? Who's the wide receiver, number 8?
Diggs.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs going back. So, Patriots, they're okay. They're, what are they, 2-3, 3-2, 2-3, I think, or whatever they were. So there's no way they're not going to beat the Bills unless they create some turnovers. Keep the score low.
Play the games,
6-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
Everybody's just waiting. The other shoe will fall off. Buffalo's fine. Buffalo's fine. Buffalo's fine. Freaking Patriots win.
Win the game.
Win the game.
Yep. Outright. Good for them.
Outright. It's a big money line.
It's a huge. It's a huge win, yeah.
Huge conference win.
Oh, absolutely. Division, every other thing. Yeah,
I mean, division.
Oh, that's it. It's a conference win as well, of course. Division wins big.
Jeez. Miami took the bump. The Jets took the bump. So they're kind
of
giving
a lot of bumps to those teams.
Oh, boy.
Those two are too
well,
bad
you know, it's funny. I was watching the beginning of the Miami game, and I'm like, we'll get your take on this. I like Tyreek Hill when he was with Casey.
Yeah.
I think they used him great. I don't want to comment on how they use him in Miami because I don't watch enough to see how they use him. I know he's down there, blah, blah, blah. But I thought Kansas City got a lot out of Tyreek Hill, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So what do you think when a player like that, as they're not doing well, goes down? Do teams rally to show that we can do it without somebody like that? Or where's that extra oomph? Because they started off the game like...
Well, from what I've seen, from what I read, actually, too, that this team is not very disciplined as far as showing up for meetings late, practice leaving earlier, not paying attention.
Yeah.
But it was all good when they were winning.
Of course.
Right?
That's
why I think this coach might be on his way out. Now that they're losing.
How old is he?
He's young, man. He's got to be. I think he's still in his 30s, Dan. No,
he's definitely in his 30s.
Still in his 30s, right?
He's not 40.
No.
I think he's early 30s.
Could be early. He's young. And then Tyreek Hill was part of that, they were saying. They're not sure how much of a team guy this Tyreek Hill is anyway. So that's why a guy like him, when he's out and they play better and win, but although they blew that game this week. They blew that game this week.
But played okay.
But played okay. When you lose a top player on your team, you can survive for the short run.
It's when you're
without him for the long run. That's when it catches up to you.
I just wonder, as a matter of fact, we kind of had it last year when we beat Cochise here. We had lost to Cochise by 26, 28 points at their place. They railroaded us.
Yeah.
And we were a pretty healthy roster. We came up here. We're missing our second leading scorer.
Yep.
We were missing our second and third leading scorer. We were missing Kayla Terry and Selena Gutierrez. I mean, that's almost 30 points a game, maybe it's over 30 points a game, and a whole bunch of rebounds and hoopers, and we freaking beat them because people stepped up, you know? And I think that's where we didn't play hard despite to show we can do it without them. We just stepped up and played hard, and that was a gritty, tough game that we were losing all the way until 2 minutes left in the game. Yeah. So, you know, out of the 40 minutes, we were down 38 minutes of that game. But, it's interesting to watch. Some teams rally to spite their star if they don't, like you said, if they're maybe the leader of the problem. But sometimes they just want to win for that person who's hurt too. You know, Buffalo kind of had that when the dude Hamlin had the heart issue. Yeah. I mean, they were playing such spirited football there. So pretty interesting. But big win, Patriots. You want to talk some more about that?
Go on.
I love Mike Vrabel. Loved him as a player with the championships. Loved him when he went to Detroit and the Turner. It was Detroit, right?
I don't know. Where did he end up at? Titans.
Tennessee. Did a great job, and then it kind of fell off a little bit, but I just think he's a New England type of guy. Is this going to lead to more wins? I think they're going to win a couple more games, but I don't think us hardcore fans expect any like crazy playoff run miracle. We're not there yet.
Well, they beat
the Bills.
And they beat the Bills. As bad as Miami and the Jets are, man, they can end up second in the division, which would put them in a race for the wild card.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Drake May, give Drake May some more time. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he's not bad.
You know what I mean? I don't think he's going to do what he does. You know, he's not going to be good every week, not yet. But he's not bad.
You know what's funny is, and I'm sure a lot of people have different, and especially here in Vegas, a lot of opinions on this, is an offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, in New England. He might be one of the better ones in the history of the game. Hear me out. I'm talking about the time he was there, his winning percentage as the O coordinator, quarterbacks coach with Brady, and now coming back, and now he's got Drake May, who's clearly has a future in the league. I don't know how bright it will be, but it'll be something. I think he's another one, just like Vrabel. Like, I feel confident that Josh McDaniels is our O coordinator.
Yeah, of course. And like he says, with Drake May being the third pick in the draft, you know, obviously there was something there that they see that he has something. Not that all top picks pan out, but got to be something there. I think there was something there with him in college, of course, too. But I think he'll be all right. I think he's going to be okay.
Collinsworth called the game on Monday night, and he said, you know, the extremely early, I don't even like reporting this or repeating this, but he said it, not me. Collinsworth said how many people are comparing Drake May to what's his name? Buffalo.
Josh Allen. Yeah.
They say, you know, he's clearly not there yet, but that's the comparison that people are throwing around. And Collinsworth said before the game, he said, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And then he went out there and beat the man.
Beat the man, yeah.
Crazy, you know? Like, and of course, it's a single game. Don't get too hyped. He's not better than Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is elite.
But Drake May has the potential to get there.
Yeah, I think so. You know? I think so too, Dan, yes.
Yep. Crazy time of year. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to walk over here. I'm going to keep my mic on. I'm going to check how much time we got here. We're still going. Who's that? TMDC720. Doodoo Savage. Love it. Know who you are. Do I know you are? Put your name in the comment. So I'm going to get to my little adventure to Channel 13this weekend.
Absolutely.
But I was talking to one of the sportscasters there, And we were talking about how crazy it is this time of year. I think we referenced it last year.
Yeah.
Is you got the WNBA going.
Yep.
You got NFL going.
Yep.
You got baseball going. You got hockey preseason, but they're about to start their games.
Yep.
And now you have NBA preseason. And he said, I'm going to take it one step further. He said, let's fast forward 5 years from now in Vegas. We're going to have the A's plan. We're going to have the Raiders plan. Hopefully we'll have the Aces plan. Yeah. We're going to have an NBA team. This is why he said fast forward five years. He said, we're going to have an NBA team. They'll be preseason warming up. And in October, we have F1. So he was like, this city in October, if we get an NBA team, we got the A's. So the big four, we're going to have all four, right?
Yeah.
Baseball, football, yeah. And basketball.
Basketball.
And then add on WNBA and add on freaking F1. Yeah. He's like, 5 years from now, he just was going on a hunch that we'll have an NBA team here. He's like, 5 years from now, October is going to be the craziest month in any city ever is going to be Vegas.
Man,
and he said they're talking about, again, already trying to get the Super Bowl back here.
Yeah. It'll be back.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Oh, it'll be back quick. Yeah. I think he was guessing 2029 or something like that. Yeah, so I got to go in. I was invited to go into Channel 13 to talk a little bit about the Aces. Win or lose, we didn't know what they were going to do, right. But they asked me to come in and give some post-game commentary on what I saw. And did you get a chance to see the game or the...
A little bit.
A little bit.
I was at work, but yeah, a little bit.
Great first quarter. Mm-hmm. Phoenix came to play. The Phoenix looked so good in that first quarter, and the Aces just kind of absorbed it and punched back a little bit. It was kind of a little bit of momentum with Phoenix. And then, as I said in my interview at Channel 13, is, man, active hands, Chelsea Gray's, her communication, her vocal. You could just see it on the TV. Like, as a coach, maybe I'm looking at different things, but I'm like, this is a pro. Like, this is a vet. Like, what needs to be done here? And she's getting little poke away steals and hitting jump shots and making the right pass, which she always does. And then the three of them, that's why I said they had Batman, Batman, and Batman.
Yeah.
It wasn't Batman and Robin.
No.
It was Batman, Batman, and Batman. So it was fun. Then we got to talk a little bit about CSN, about women's basketball, and how I kind of try to relate the Aces stuff to our women's basketball team, and it was fun. It was a good time. They're real nice down there at Channel 3. I haven't been on a set where they haven't been real nice. My guy Brian Solomon's always been fantastic getting me
He's
on.
He's at Channel 3, right?
Channel 3, yeah. Brian and I played in leagues together against each other. I mean, that was my first interview at NBA Summer League. I'll never forget.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get it. I wonder if Brian, because Brian follows me on all this stuff, and I was my first year as an ABA owner, right? So I own a minor league team, and I'm sitting here going, I'm going to get a couple of these guys out of summer league because most of them don't make the pros.
Yeah.
And my college coach, Jim Todd, was coaching the Clippers summer league team because he was an assistant coach of the Clippers. He ended up being the head coach of the Clippers when Dennis Johnson got fired years and years and years ago. And I'm sitting there, and I had known Brian just from leagues, and I look down, and he's interviewing Mark Cuban. And I'm like, man, how cool is that? Like, live cut in with Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
And Brian comes over. He's like, hey, Savage, come on. You're next. I'm like, I'm next after Mark Cuban? This is great. And I have a picture. I share it with him every couple of years. I share it. Somebody took a picture of us, him interviewing me during the summer league. And he's like, what are you down here looking for? And I'm young, not terribly young, but. Anyway, sportscasters, they've always done such a fantastic job helping, whether it was my minor league team or obviously CSN. It's not easy to get publicity on a, we're becoming a major sports city.
Yeah.
I think we are a major sports city.
Yeah. We got three to four. And like you said, it's fourth. Well, in 2028, we'll have the A's. But the NBA commissioner already says he wants to expand in Vegas if he gets the votes. But
So that was fun. And I hopefully if they win, which they will win, they'll have another parade and we'll get to, feels like just not too long ago, we just had their first parade. It's great. Yeah. I mean, there it is. Look at 2023 World Champs. Yeah, it's right up there, right offset.
Yeah, game three tomorrow.
Yeah, game three tomorrow.
Seven-game series this year.
Yeah, Battle of the Desert, like I said. But, man, Jackie Young, what did she have? 21 points in the third quarter. Broke a record.
The third quarter, right? I think that broke a
Aces record, but I think it broke a playoff
WNBA playoff record for most points in a quarter. Yeah,
21. She was hooping.
I like her game, man. She's behind Aza. She's the one that makes that team go.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
She's great. She sent the team a little go get them video last year, which was pretty cool. Dropped it in our Coach P, got her to drop that in the group chat. So yeah, no, Aces are great. I love. I just love being in a city where you have world champs, you know, of the sport that you coach.
Yeah.
It's pretty stinking cool.
Yeah.
And now to have Lori Bird on staff.
Huge.
Who has won an NBA champion. She has a ring with the Detroit Shock. She was she was on the coaching staff with Bill Laimbeer. She tells me stories a little bit here and there.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff, man. Pretty cool stuff. All right. So let's see. We got time today. Holy smokes. We're going to try a game.
Yeah.
See how this one goes.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a viral game.
Okay.
So in the alphabet, let's exclude some of the crazy letters like X and maybe Z.
Q.
Yeah, maybe Q. Okay. So we're going to exclude the crazy ones. Okay. We'll use the generic alphabet. So here's how the game goes is I'm going to start by saying a letter and then you say a second letter right after, any letter you want. And then the first person who comes up with the name of a person with those two initials gets the point. So if I say K and you say B and I say Kobe Bryant, I get the point.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Quick thinking here. We got to do some quick thinking. Here we go. But we're both on the spot because the first time I'm going to say the first name letter and you're going to say the second name. Then the next time you say the first name. So we'll go one at a time. Let's have fun with this.
Okay.
Let me wet my whistle.
Oh, boy.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
And it's funny because you can't pre-think it because I don't know what you're going to say. Ready?
Yeah.
T.
W. Why did I say W? I could do
Come on. Nope. We can get this one.
NBA player? Is that what we're doing?
Anything. No, anybody. Celebrity.
Oh, I know a Tim Woodrum.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Celebrity.
Celebrity. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Shout out to Tim.
Tim, one of our first responders on the police force.
There you go.
Grew up with Tim.
Yeah. No, we're going to go celebrities.
Okay.
Because I can just... Yeah. Wilbur. I know a Todd Wilbur.
Yeah.
Todd Wilbur actually watches the show.
Yeah, there you go, Todd. How crazy is that? Shout out to Todd.
All right, but let's stick to celebrities. So TW. All right, here we go. Come on. I'm going
Oh, my God.
Tiger Woods.
Hey, my man. There you go.
Tiger Woods.
Beautiful.
See how that game's played?
Beautiful.
Finally, this Patriots magic is going to carry with me.
Yeah, boy.
Do. Foo. 1-0. All right. You got the first letter.
B.
R. B-R. Brian Regan, comedian.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Trust me. Actually, my favorite comedian.
Okay.
I'll put you on to him.
Yeah.
Hilarious and clean. He doesn't cuss or anything. He played in the comedy club a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Brian Regan. Here we go. All right. I'm up. Let's go. S.
D. Gosh.
All right.
Shelley Duvall.
Who?
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall. Done.
Wow. I don't know how I did that.
Is that an actress?
Yeah.
Shelley Duvall?
Wasn't she Olive Oil and Popeye? And she was
That sounds very familiar.
With what's his name there? Golly, Jack Nicholson. What's the movie? Here's Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Was that her in that?
Red Rum.
Oh my gosh, can't remember that. Good movie though. I was almost going to say The Haunting, but no.
No, that'll come.
But close. You know which one I'm talking about. I do.
You know, it'd be great at this game, Julie. Julie'd be fantastic. She knows so many celebrity names. All right, who's up? Mom, the first letter.
You are. I go. F.
A.
Wow, there's a basketball player, Frank Anselm. He played for Syracuse, and then he moved on to Louisville.
See, now, I'm going to give it to you because that's a celebrity, but he's going to have more Syracuse guys than I know people.
Well, that just came to my mind.
I love it. No, that's good. F.A., that's a tough one. All right, you're...
you're up. You start.
I can't even keep track of who's first. Let's go B.
A.
Bob Arum? No. Is he the boxing promoter?
Oh, Bob Arum.
Arum?
Arum. I'll give it to you, yeah.
Yeah? That's is he a person?
Yeah, he's a promoter. Yeah, I think that's his name, Bob Arum, yeah.
Boom! Took the lead back. 3-2. Doo-doo. I'm gonna put little slash marks next week on whoever wins. All right, you're up.
I go, O.
K. Okay. All right, okay. All right.
Jeez.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one. O's a tough one. You got Oscars. You got
Olivers.
Okay, come on. We pulled Tiger Woods out of nowhere. Okay.
Wow. Holy smoke.
Okay. Orange Crush.
Hey, with a K.
Okay.
I was thinking Oladipo, but that's the last name, right?
Oladipo, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. This one might be a stump. Has anybody got anyone?
I was going to say, see if anybody's chiming in.
Instagram, okay. I'm going to go look.
See if anybody's chiming in.
Let's get the crowd involved. Anybody got an okay? Is anybody even listening?
Steve in Clarksville, Tennessee. You listening? Well, I was seeing if anybody's... Yeah.
I look up and it says...
I was just seeing if anybody chimed in.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if Cody's listening now.
Okay, we need a celebrity with the initials OK.
Here, I'll keep it on in case somebody chimes in.
Boy, it's Orville. Tough. All right, let's put it in the back burner.
Okay.
If at any point you get it, we'll double the points.
Yeah.
If we're moving
okay.
on.
Okay, yep.
All right, so I'm up first letter. I'm going to say M.
J. Oh,
Michael Jordan. Jordan. No, you got it.
No, that was because those my initials, MJ.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Michael James.
Yeah.
You got it.
Steve, that was for you in Clarksville, Tennessee, my man,
there it
Steve.
Is. MJ.
Remember, he's the one I said, yeah. Gotta say Michael James.
Michael James. Yeah. You're a celebrity? Say Michael you're James. On your own show.
Yeah, sure.
You're on your own show. Yeah. What do you mean, yeah, sure? You got a logo, buddy. Not everybody has a logo. All right. You're up.
C.
N.
Craig Nettles.
C?
No, he was Greg Nettles. Was that Craig Nettles or Greg Nettles? Craig Nettles.
Nah, is it Craig? Greg it's Greg.
Greg. It's Greg Nettles.
All right.
Nah.
C-N?
Yeah. No.
Greg? I think it's Greg.
I don't know. Oh, shoot.
C-N. Look at me. I'm thinking as you look up. C-N. C-N.
Craig Nettles.
Is it Craig?
Craig Nettles, American baseball player for the Yankees.
C-R.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, hold on. Nope. Scratch that. Greg. I don't know why it had a C.
It is Greg, yeah.
Yeah, it had a C because I punched in C.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's
But
Greg.
It still came up C. No, but I'm...
C-N. All right. We got to go now. Here we go.
Well, I just... Okay.
I got CM. I don't have CM.
Man, I don't know his names, but I don't even know if they're celebrities.
What's funny is my thought process is I'm trying to get last names first because I think I can. I'm trying to think of like Nelson and.
Nelsons and Newtons.
Newtons and Nelsons and Nightingales. Newman.
No.
What are we, CN?
CN. Let's come back to that one. See if anybody's chiming.
CN should be easy. Come on, Craig Knobloch.
It was a K. It was a K.
That sounded good, though, didn't it? Knobloch.
What do you mean? Knobloch's as good as Craig
Look
Nettles.
It up.
Just as good as Craig Nettles.
CN and OK.
Oh. New heart, no.
All right.
Okay.
We got OK and CN. That's me? Look at me. I'm looking for letters up here.
Yeah, it is you.
P.
R.
Paul.
Pat, I got Pat Robertson. He was
Pat Riley. Pat Robertson.
Pat Riley. Pat Robertson. You got was, it. Yeah.
Who was that? Pat Riley.
He was a preacher. Had his own Christian.
Oh yeah.
He just passed not too long ago.
Yeah. He's very popular.
Yeah.
Pat Robertson show. He has his own show.
Yep. Well, I go. S.
B.
Shelley Berkeley, she famous.
Shelley
She's
Berkeley,
our mayor. Is she our mayor?
She is. That's a that's
that works.
Famous.
Okay, that works. Okay,
look at him. Mike's taking over.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's go. T.
R. Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins. Look at you.
Five, I was going to say Todd Roberts, a buddy of mine I work with.
You're right. I start knowing people. TRs. That we could probably name off a ton of people.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh, I start.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
N.
F.
Nancy Ford. Who's Nancy Ford? Why does Nancy Ford
sound
familiar?
Nancy Reagan. I don't know about Nancy Ford. Maybe. I don't know. I think you got to know who it is, though.
I just thought the name said his wife's. Who's the owner? The wife's owner of the Lions.
If that's who it is, you win it.
It was a musical composer, but that's not who I was
that's
thinking.
That's not who you're thinking.
That's
yeah,
not
right.
who I was thinking of.
Fair enough. Yeah. What is it? NF?
NF. Yeah, that's not who I was thinking of.
NF. We'll get this one.
One of the.
Could be entertainers, singers.
Say one of the Fertitta brothers out here. Is he a Nick that own all these properties out here? Is there a Nick Fertitta?
So
a few brothers and cousins there.
Or a Finley. Finley Toyota's got to be
a
Neil. Neil Fingleton!
My man.
Neil Fingleton!
There you go. That's great. Your guy, too. That's your man.
That's my guy, Neil Fingleton. R.I.P. to Neil.
Yeah.
Neil Fingleton.
There you go. That's awesome.
Come on.
I'm glad you got there with those. That's awesome, man.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Do I have it here?
He was a nice guy, too, man.
Oh, yeah. So now we're going to show it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm still on camera or not. So we got Neil's uniform here.
There you go.
Just for context. For those of you who don't know, if you don't know who Neil Fingleton was, this was his jersey.
Look at that.
That was his jersey. And it fit him. It was a little snug.
Yeah. What was he, 7'8", Dan?
7'8", 7'7" 3/4".
7'7" 3/4".
World record, 7'7" 3/4". Yep, and I actually have a video of him wearing this. We did a We did a little celebrity thing together. And then these Stanley Roberts shorts. Remember Stanley Roberts?
Yeah, Big Stanley, yeah.
Big Stan? Yeah, Big Stan.
Yeah, Big Stan, yeah. Look at that. I mean, that's just... I mean, come on. That's awesome.
Stan and Neil Fingleton.
That's awesome.
All right, Neil Fingleton.
My yes. Man, you got it. Nailed
it. All right, what are we up? Who's up?
You start.
I start. All right, let's go D.
R.
Darren Roberts. Doug.
Oh, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. Good one. Good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, you're up.
I start. J.
Let's go B. Jim Brown.
Ah, my man got it.
Jim Brown. Yeah, oh, I stole it from you.
Yep.
Jim Brown. 5 to 6. Let's go to 10. We got time. We got a little bit of time. We got 9 minutes.
Yep.
All right. I'm up.
Yep.
G.
L.
George Lynch. Played for UNC.
Absolutely. Played for the Lakers, too, right?
Played for the Lakers.
There you go.
Boom. George Lynch.
There you go. V.
Oh, L. V, L. V's tough. That's a good one. V, L. I'm already putting it down here. But Vince Lombardi.
Hey, there it is. You got it. Very good. Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Very good.
I like this. This is fun. This is good. Yes.
Can you double up on the letter?
I know.
Like if you say Q, can I say Q? QQ?
Yeah, why not? Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't do QQ.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Quentin Cornhurst. Yeah, yeah, I don't even know. Yes, you could absolutely double, could double up. That's a good one.
Okay.
All right. F.
T.
Frank Thomas.
Thomas. Yep. Go ahead again. You said Thomas before I did.
Did it?
I hesitate. I hesitated on it. I think, yeah, it's yours.
All right. We were the last one.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, yep.
All right. 8 to 6. I'm up.
Yep.
All right. Your first letter, right? No. I can't remember.
I said F.
You said
did
F.
I said F? Right. I said F, yeah.
C.
B.
Calvin Brown.
I don't know. Oh, Chris, there's Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Played baseball.
You got him.
And he's a singer.
And
a singer, yeah.
Chris Brown. Good
there
one.
You go.
All right, 8-7. Here we go. I don't remember what happened 10 seconds ago.
Do I start?
That's crazy.
A.
E.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. The Ant-Man. Look how fast that. See, our brains still work. We may not remember who started the last round. But that's a pull. That's a pull. 8-8. Here we go. We're in the final stretch. All right. It's me, right?
Yep.
G.
D. I know it was a Jerry Davis that played for the Stars, first year of the Stars route here.
Done.
And I believe that was with
Jerry
the G.
Davis. Yes. With a G?
Yep.
Okay.
Don't first know. Year in 83. Yeah.
You got game point, buddy. That's a big comeback.
We'll start with a G.
Yep.
Oh, did we just start? We started with the G last. You started with the G.
Yeah.
We'll go, nah. We'll go E.
A. Earl Edwards. No. Earl.
E-A. Aaron Andrews, the reporter.
Aaron Andrews. Boom. Ding, 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 ding. 10. 10-8. Final score. I had a nice, healthy lead. You came on strong at the end.
That was great.
That's funny.
I gotta get somebody to come in and help
with
this.
Get people to.
Yeah, remember Aaliyah did that a little bit for us.
Yeah, you know, get people to chime in.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When I looked up Craig Nelson, looking for Craig Nettles.
Yeah.
Came up Craig T. Nelson, but I can't.
Oh, Craig T. Nielsen.
I can't use it. I was wondering if you were going to come up with that or not. The actor, yeah.
Well, let's see. We got a few minutes here. Let's see if we can get CN, OK, or VL.
Yes, OK, CN.
Oh, no, Vince Lombardi. We got Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
OK and CN. Bonus points.
Buddy.
CN's gotta be.
There's gotta be a ball player out there, right? That we're just whiffing on right now.
Chuck Nettles. Chuck. We got to get
Craig
this.
There's got to be.
Okay,
Craig. Chris Nichols. Craig Nichols.
Chris.
Chris. Carrie. Newton. Something Newton.
Christopher. I think we're automatically thinking sports. Like, that's what my brain's going to. I got to think, like, entertainers. Like, Charles Bronson. You know, I know it's not an N, but yeah. Like, I got to think of.
CN.
Christina Navratilova.
That was Martina Navratilova.
Dang it! I thought you wouldn't notice. Nobody would notice out there. Christina Navratilova. Sounds pretty good.
Sounds good.
Christian Nightingale. I don't know why I keep going to Nightingale.
Him, right? Oh, man.
Charles Nagy.
The pitcher.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the pitcher for the Indians. Yeah. There you go. Bonus. There you go.
Boom.
Nice. Yep.
Okay. It's our last one. We're going to end the show with an okay.
Holy,
oh, it was tough.
Holy cow.
See? See? The brain works in a funny way, man.
Hell
you
yeah.
You start recalling letters and I'm pulling out relieving pitchers for the Indians from 18 years ago. Okay. Shoot. Is your dad screaming at the computer screen right now?
Okay.
Any of them.
He will say, how did you not get Jim Brown? But yeah. You got that quick, though, which was good.
Yeah.
Any of them, he'd probably come up with some of them, yeah.
Okay.
OKC.
O's just tough.
OKC.
The O is Thunder. Tough. Yeah, I know. I got Oliver.
Was there an Oklahoma kid?
The OK kid.
Yeah, the OK kid.
Odell Beckham. O is tough, man. Oliver. Oh, right. How many first names?
Ophelius, Oliver, Oscar.
Odell. I mean, those are one-offs, man. Yeah. It's not like Christopher or Bob.
No.
Okay. Oh, this might have to.
If we can't get it, I'll look it up. If we can't get it, just famous,
go ahead.
Famous people with OK.
Yep, we're at 48 minutes.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Famous people with the initials OK. Oscar. Here we go. The answer is.
Hold on. Oh, shoot. I know this phone, right? People with initials OK. Famous people with initials OK.
I'm still thinking.
That's if this wants to pop up here. Oops.
Nothing?
Yeah, I haven't heard of any of these people. Olga Kurylenko, French actress, model.
No. I know AK-47.
Omri Katz, American actor.
No.
Omri. Oliver Kahn.
No.
German football player, that's soccer.
No.
Owen Klein, American actor.
Ooh, Owen. I don't know him, but I'm thinking.
Owen King, a writer. Olga Corbett. She was a Belgian gymnast. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, I'm not recognizing any of these names, buddy. Oklahoma count. No, I'm not gonna say that.
No.
Yeah, look at. I mean, these are all foreign names.
That's crazy. Yeah,
a lot of foreign names. How about sports figures? Let's do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we missed one there.
I can't think of so few first names with O. Oliver, Oscar. Octavius.
Okay.
I got nothing, man.
List. And it comes up Oklahoma.
Well.
Nah. It all goes Otis, Ozzy.
Otis.
But there's no K's.
Otis.
List of, Ozzy. No. Look up, no, list of them, no.
Well, we stumped ourselves.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, if it's not on the Google machine, it's not happening.
Look, these are all basically foreign names.
Yeah, it's a fun game, though. You should do that at your job.
Yeah.
And the ladies come up to, to order.
Keep them at the bar there.
Keep them at the bar.
Yeah.
Just keep coming back.
Oh, yeah.
B. S.
Yeah.
Brian Shaw.
Brian Shaw. There you go.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Well, we figured it out. We got through the show. We had a Neil Fingleton reference. We got a Jim Brown, a Vince Lombardi, a Tiger Woods. Wow, that was pretty cool. Hopefully this audio works out. And boom, there it is, 50 minutes on the dot. I'm going to go watch the end of the men's soccer game.
Soccer game, yep.
And yeah, that's it, man. Have a good week.
Yes, you too. And a real quick shout out to Mom. It's her birthday on Sunday. Happy birthday, Mom. Love you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, this Sunday coming up.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Yep. We will see you guys next week. Yes. Thanks for tuning in to the Dudu and Foo Show.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yep.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.